The one thing about Jamie Moyer that I don't know if everybody knows is the fact that the guy was the most prepared pitcher I've ever met in my life. Sometimes I wondered if he was over-prepared, but then I would think about it for a second and go, the guy tops out at 82 miles an hour, and he's in there competing day in and day out against some of these guys throwing 82. God bless him.
And you call him Jamie Moyer? I never heard that, but that's former Mariner Jay Bruner. He played with his teammate and the great Mariners pitcher who I call Jamie Moyer for quite a while. By the time he played his last game, Jamie Moyer was the oldest player in the major leagues, and he had the most wins, losses, and strikeouts of any active major league pitcher. But back at age 30, Moyer thought he'd been washed up in baseball. He'd been drummed out of two teams. He couldn't throw a pitch anymore. He was nervous and upset. He wasn't having any fun. Then he spent a few days with a late sports psychologist, Harvey Dorfman, who taught Moyer precepts that he used for the next 20 years to become the oldest pitcher to win a game in the majors and to arrive at the World Series. Moyer's new book with Larry Platt is called Just Tell Me I Can't. He spoke with KUOW's Steve Scherr in the dugout at Safeco Field as the Mariners took batting practice before last night's game about how he got so good.
Because I've learned through failure, really, is what it came down to. You think about the game of baseball. It's a game of a lot of failure. And it's those who deal with that and move forward with it. And like I said earlier, minimize those mistakes. And I went through a spell early in my career. Granted, I wasn't on real good teams when I was with the Cubs, but I was learning. But didn't realize it, but I was learning how to fail. But I wasn't happy with it. But I couldn't figure, I was really struggling with trying to get going in the right direction. And at about the 5-6 year mark in my major league career, I happened to read this great book called The Mental Game of Baseball, written by Harvey Dorfman and Carl Kiel. And then that offseason had a great opportunity to spend 2.5 days with Harvey Dorfman at his house. And really, I thought I understood the book quite well. And then after spending 2.5 days with Harvey, I realized I didn't understand the book that well. But being under his tutelage for that 2.5 day period, it really allowed me to kind of take a step back and evaluate who I was and take information that I was learning and put it to practical use. And then I was able to use that throughout not only the remainder of my career, but in my daily life.
Yeah.
And that's where I came up with, just tell me I can't. I was told pretty much my whole career all the things I couldn't do.
But you talk about how it's not that you took the negative and used it as energy to go forward, which is part of what you did. But you also, and Dorfman talked about this, turned it into the positive.
Right.
But
right.
A very practical way, right? What are those practical ways?
Well, I mean, it's learning that, the game is the game. It's not going to change. So you have to figure it out, and then you have to kind of go with the flow. But taking the experiences that you have and the negative experiences, turning them into positives. For me as a young player, I took the negative experience and made it even a more negative experience and became bitter with myself or with the game or whatever. And I learned that, I have to be the one that has to make the changes. And when I start, it's very difficult because think about it. As a young player, you're playing for your livelihood. You're playing for your career. But what I started to learn was, if I do the things that got me to the big leagues, early in my career, I lost sight of what got me to the big leagues. So focus back on the little things in the game.
What are those little things?
The PFP stuff, the being ready for your bullpens, your side days. When you play catch, there's always a purpose for when you advance the ball forward. I tell that to kids all the time. If you're going to advance the ball forward as a pitcher, whether it's playing catch, whether it's playing long toss, or whether it's in a bullpen or in a game, have a purpose for every time you advance the baseball. You can learn something. And when you think about it, you can. And then the other thing is I'll tell kids, a kid in college, you look at him and say, how many times do you think you've been to the ballpark in your life? And they start, I've been quite often. Okay, so I say, simplify it. If you learn one thing about the game, every day you come to the ballpark, whether it's practice or a game, you think you've had the opportunity to learn a lot about the game? You have. So instead of trying to learn five things really, trying to learn five things and don't really learn any of them that well, but how about I learn one thing and I learn it really good?
We're in a Mariners dugout with Jamie Moyer, who's holding his World Series ring.
Proudly wearing it. I'm not holding it.
Excuse me.
Proudly wearing it.
In this book, you go through that sequence of pitches that got you to where you won the game,
mm-hmm.
and helped win the series.
Right.
Were you applying those?
From the day I met Harvey, it's been application ever since.
So do you still remember some of the things you did that day for that
well,
game?
Well, I could sit and talk to you for 2 hours just about that day. I was sick.
Right?
I wasn't feeling good. I had some sort of stomach virus. And actually, my wife, when I got up with sweating, my clothes were all sweated, she said, maybe we should call Charlie and tell him you're sick and take you to the hospital. And I said, are you kidding me? I've lived my life for this day. To pitch in a World Series. I said, I'm going to work. And I went back to bed, took another nap, got up and had a peanut butter banana sandwich and a bowl of chicken noodle soup, and off to the ballpark I went. The trainers took care of it with, you know, I had a lot of diarrhea, so they gave me some Imodium and, you know, started the game late, was in a rain delay. We had a lot of rain during that World Series, if you recall. And you just go out and do it. You know, and like I talk about a lot in the book is focusing on the task at hand. Harvey was huge with that. Focus on what's in front of you.
Right,
exactly. And those are things that, you know, again, I learned in spending time with Harvey, but really had to work on it myself. Raul is a disciple of Harvey's. I mean, there's a ton of guys in the game, you know, that had been in the game or that are currently in the game that Harvey has touched. And, you know, he's affected us in so many ways.
So when you were out there, Jamie Moyer, for that game, let's take it for that
game. For
which
game?
For the World Series game.
Yes.
Not out there.
Yeah,
I'm using.
Well, you're pointing out there. So.
Metaphorically, not that pitcher's mound. Did you have your plan? Was every pitch moving the ball forward?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, at that point, I was locked in. And this is probably the, I can tell you this, I can remember because it was my first World Series game. Pre-game, I said, this is going to be the first and only time when I walk from the bullpen, I'm going to take in the surroundings of the ball. Because normally I walked in with my head down to the dugout, and I was trying to, again, get myself continuing to go in the right direction. This is one night I allowed myself, when that bullpen door opened and I walked across the field pregame, I took in the crowd, the excitement, the electricity in the ballpark, and it really brought tears to my eyes. And I mean, but I allowed myself for for 45 seconds. And then when I got to the dugout, I was like, okay, now it's back to work.
How about this ballpark?
Beautiful.
Site of many great accomplishments in your career.
Yeah.
And
lot
of great excitement.
My career, it's what we did as a team.
Well, you're right about that.
And, you know, that's what it all comes down to. It wasn't about me. It was about the Seattle Mariners and the particular group of guys that we were, you know, that I had the good fortune to play with.
You guys talk about how that was a special and
exactly.
Maybe unique moment.
Your teammates.
It really was,
you know,
like that.
As a pitcher, you know, I need people to catch the ball behind me. I need people to make good throws. I need people that can play the game. I need hitters that can put the ball in play, runners that can run the bases. And people that can manage the team and run the team, and, you know, there's a lot of wheels turning on an individual team. And when you get everybody going in the same direction, which we had for a number of years here, it was pretty exciting.
What makes that happen? Because in the book, you also talk about it wasn't happening in your third season with the Phillies,
right.
I think, right?
Right.
What was the difference?
You know, everybody's going in the same direction. You didn't have a couple of guys, you know, going in one direction. It's all about me. It's playing the team game. And when you walk through the clubhouse door, that's what it starts then. It started on my way to the ballpark. I had my checklist of, all right, today I am number one, number two, 93, number four, number five. And as I accomplished each one of those, okay, I move forward.
I mean, things you're doing before
exactly.
the game and during
what
the game.
What I needed to do on that given day. And that's to me, that's preparation.
Well, this whole book is about your discipline and about your taking care of the mental and the physical.
Right.
And that's something you try to impart to the young players
right.
that you talk
well,
about.
You look at this level. Everybody here has physical ability. But what makes the difference between, I think, a good player or an average player, an above-average player, and an excellent player, it's what happens between the ears. I am a strong believer in that.
And 50% of baseball is 99%
yeah,
mentally.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you can take anybody out here and throw them BP, and they can hit you home runs, or you can hit them ground balls, guy can throw strikes, but now put a hitter up there. There's a result behind it, right? And the hitter wants a result, and the pitcher wants a result. Well, if you look at this game, pitcher gets usually better results than the hitter. Numbers back that up. So odds are in my favor. So I learned that just do what you need to do and take the skill sets that you have and become consistent with it, with your mechanics, with your thinking, with your preparation. So when you go out there, you're ready to go. And there's no looking back and saying, am I prepared, am I not prepared? I've done everything imaginably each time I went out there, so I felt the best prepared I could be.
That's the work ethic that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Even in the rehab times.
Exactly. And when you start doing that, you realize that, you know what, if I can do that and the next guy can do that, and you start seeing each guy do that, you start to get the results. And that's what, to me, that's what makes a difference in a winning and losing team. And not being afraid to fail. You know, we all have fear in life. That's, you know, Harvey talked about that all the time. You know, we have fears in life. Well, let's take that energy that we put into fearing things and turn it into a positive and move forward. And all of a sudden that fear goes away. That anxiety goes away. But it's having the awareness to realize what that is.
That is former Mariners pitcher Jamie Moyer, or if you're like Jay Bruner, Moyer. He was speaking to KOW's Steve Scheer, the big dog. Steve's back next week after a lengthy sabbatical. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to that. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.